bless your name, Jesus. For every time there is a season, there is an appointed time. Thank God, God causes his time to override natural time. What you thought would take years to happen, God can step in and accelerate the time. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. You know, wealth is measured in time. You can make $25,000 a year and work for 40 years, and that's $1 million. But that doesn't mean you're wealthy. You need God to accelerate the time and make more money quicker over a shorter period of time. That's wealth. Oh, hallelujah. How many receive that this time? In the name of Jesus. Now, it's going to require some new actions. It's going to require some new disciplines. Every iteration requires something new, new adjustments to walk into your time. The Spirit of God will lead you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I just declare that over this house. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I want to just make a few announcements and thank God for the Woos being with us today. Amen. Thank God for all our guests. Amen. And thank God for our connected community. Amen. I appreciate everyone that conducted the service, the worship. I heard just great things about the service last week. I said, well, I could take another week. Amen. Appreciate Sister Renee did a tremendous job. The Elder Tyrone, amen. And the worship team, let's give them amen. I just heard that someone told me, said, you know, sometimes when the pastor's out, you can feel the dip in service. And they said it was like nothing. It was like no dip, no change. It's just a blessing. So that is just awesome to hear that. It's a good thing. And I watched the service. I listened to the message as much as I could. To be honest, I was at the mall. I was at the mall. Because you pack for Florida. But Florida, for a lot of those weather, was a little rebellious. And so I had to go find me a hoodie because it was like a little chilly. And our cousin, it was Gail's cousin's birthday, and her and her brother, they invited us. Hey, if you come, don't worry about accommodations. We'll take care of everything. You just have to have, you know, food and all. I said, well, we Florida, bet. And so we went down, had a tremendous time. She rented a yacht. Amen. Yeah, we were fancy. We were fancy. We were out on that yacht. Gail was up there sitting. She was co-captain. Up the on the upper deck of the lot. It was like three levels. And we rode past the house of the person that owns Weather Guards. Right there on the water. These big yachts right there. Got the car in the front and got the yacht in the backyard because the backyard is the little canal. And then some of the captain was just saying how various houses, belong to certain people. We got pictures. We'll talk about that later in March when we deal with Dominion Wealth. Dominion and Wealth. And it was such a blessing because I said, you know, God loves his people. And some people don't like when you talk money in the church. Don't come next month. It's going to be tough up in here. Because you telling me God don't want me, I can't work and get me a yacht in the backyard? I mean, not that I want a yacht, but I'm saying if I want one, it's okay. Amen. Well, what's interesting, and I'm going to move on, is that we flew to Florida, and Pastor Gail mentioned, then when we got back, my son had blessed the ladies with tickets to go see Wicked. And Devlin rented a limousine. So Pastor Gail, in one week's time, she was flying on a yacht and in a limousine. Now, I think that's prophetic that the time has come, and in 1 week, she experienced all the yacht. You know, you can go from a Pinto to a limousine if God bless, God give you, God says it's time. You trying to pay your light bill today, amen, and tomorrow you got stock in the light company. Now, some people don't believe that could happen. Because it's my time. Tell somebody again, it's my time. Two other things real quick here is a marketplace outing yesterday. Amen. Just a tremendous time. Amen. I called the Frasers. I said, y'all bad. They went, and it had a nice turnout, about 20 people to go see. You got the picture up? Amen. I sent up. Yeah. And that's, and the Mr. Hamilton, what's the name of the firm? Hamilton Anderson, big architect firm in Detroit. And that's, and before they left, that's Pastor Gail, and Pastor Gail praying for Mr. Hamilton, and then and Minister Curry prayed, amen, for the owner. And he, amen. And they were so blessed by us, Jen to Jen, being there, because we're a marketplace ministry. That's one of the pillars of this house. We believe in building businesses and wealth and generational wealth. And it was such a blessing, amen, yesterday. I couldn't make it, but I heard so many great things about it. We're going to connect with Mr. Hamilton and that business, and that's just going to be a connection, amen. You should mark these moments. We, as an apostolic church, we should mark these moments, because what happens, every portal that we open, every connection, we should chronicle it. Because the next generation needs to know where to pick up. They don't have to open portals that we've already opened. They need to open additional portals. Amen? Amen. All right. Last one, John and Gail, is this Saturday. Amen. Our relationship talk is at 11 a.m. here, 10:45 a.m. Will be our fellowship mixer. Everybody's invited. It doesn't matter whether you're married. Pastor Gail and I be married 40 years next month. And so we like to, our mission is to help people, amen, through our experience. But it doesn't, you don't have to, you could be single, married, amen, on the verge of divorce, thinking about marrying. All categories, widowed, it doesn't, I mean, because you know what? We all function in some level of relationship. And so you can register online, and you also, on the GenaGen.com site, there is a button you can click, and you can ask questions anonymously. Amen. You can ask questions anonymously. So if you got one of those weird questions that you would never ask in public, you can ask them. And we're not scared. We will answer a question. Let me tell you. Amen. Some of y'all say, but y'all a little interesting.
They gonna pass this. You're like, wait, 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 don't you go there, don't you go. But you can ask those questions, and we will, amen, we'll give you the best advice. But if we don't get, I don't get all up in people's bedrooms now. On a certain level, people be telling, don't do this, don't, you don't do, nah, that. If the Bible don't say nothing, I don't say nothing. I didn't got time to be knowing what's going on with you, you know, all that. I really don't want to know, amen. I mean, biblical, you know, obey the Bible, man, amen. But you into, you know, you like to wear feathers to bed. I don't need to know you like to wear feathers to bed. That's between you and your man. If your man do with them feathers, y'all just go ahead and feather it up. I don't need to know that.
Amen. Amen. I'd answer the question. Amen. That's why feathers on the floor. Amen.
Let me stop.
God bless you guys. Listen, I asked Mr. Wu and Mrs. Wu to come and just share with us a few moments, because they travel all around the world. They are true missionaries. And they minister and share and develop. And they've been doing a tremendous work in Israel. In Israel, amen. And matter of fact, they're on their way back to Israel in a matter of days, aren't you? And so I asked them to come. So you know the message is not going to be long. Some worries, Apostle going to preach a whole message that no. Amen. But I wanted them to come and just highlight what God is doing in another nation. Is that okay? Amen. So this time, however they're going to come, let's receive them. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Well, when you saw the title Israel today, I think probably some of you will be a little bit wondering, did that this guy go to the Asia before? How come we're talking about Israel today? But since the COVID-19, all the Asian ministry doors closed. So I am not able to go to the Asia anymore. But miraculously that the God's opened the door of the Israel in the 2021. So we've been invited to go to the Tel Aviv and to serve the Chinese student there. And we've been supported by the Europe Campus Ministry. Asia, Europe, American. It's all joined together. So we've been able to go there. So we start our campus ministry there in the summer of the 2022. Okay. So I was talking a little bit about what we are doing, and the Israel, what we know when we stay there. And I found there's a lot of a difference for the people outside the Israel and the people to travel in Israel. It's totally different experience when you live in the Israel. Okay, next. Now this is the Israel map. So I'm not going to measure it. But to me, and this is exactly about the shape of Taiwan, is that I am original come from. But the Israel even a little bit smaller than Taiwan. Okay? So it's not very big land. Okay, next. So this is the population of the global Israel people. But you can see the outside, the people living outside the Israel of the Jews, the mostly almost 75% were living in the United States. So you see, even in the Detroit area, this is a lot of people, a lot of Jewish people living here. Okay, yeah, you can see this is something that, but it's only about what you can see here is 8 million and 5,000 500,000 population, they are only living inside the, I'm sorry, outside the, oh, okay, I'm mixed up. So you can see the number over there. Okay. All right, next. So you will see this is the formation of the Israel citizenship. It's the Jews, about 74.2%. But there is also have 20.9 Arabic. But those Arabic, they are Israelite citizen. It's out of our understanding. They are Israelite citizen. They use the Israel passport. It's about 20.9%. And the others is about 4.8%. Okay, next one. Okay, this is a forest official language for the Israel right now. Hebrew and Arabic, for both. So all the signs in the traffic, you will see the both. Hebrew and the Arabic. Sometimes you will see some English letter, but the English letter doesn't mean anything to the English people reading. Okay, they are only the pronunciation for the Hebrew. So you can read it, but you don't know what it means all about. So when you're driving in the Israel, you got to be very, very be careful. So you don't realize on the signs, on the signs. Okay, next one. Okay, this is the blueprints of Israel religions. Judaism's about 75.4%, but the Muslim is 16.9%, and the Christian, including Catholic and all kind of the and the Orthodox and also everything's in there is only 2.1%, and the atheists is about 4%. The others is it's very difficult to definition because their belief is very, very mixed. Okay, it's very mixed. So you can see the Messianic Jews is much more than less than 1%. And the one thing I found in Israel is that Christianity is not very friendly in Israel. It's not very easy for the Christian people speak publicly in the Israel. So you are not allowed. They will allow you. But when you were talking about Jesus, or you want to talking about the gospel of Jesus, you got to get permit from the people you talk to. If they said, can I share some Jesus about the gospel of the Jesus to you? Then you would say, okay, I would like to listen, and you can share. But if they said no, you cannot say nothing. If you said or you give them the Bible, they will against you and send you to the police. You might be go to the jail. Okay, it's not very friendly Christianity in Israel today. So this is much, much different from what we understand here. Okay, next. The post-war after World War II, okay? So we know that the Israel nation, the state, will be established in the 1948, right? And after that, all different area of the world, the Jewish immigrant back to the Israel. Now we can see the four major area they are coming from to, okay? It's Russia and the Ukraine. There's a very, very big part of it, and the Spain. And the others is Ethiopia and Yemen, and also Iraq and Iran. So when you go to the Israel right now, you can see all kind of different colors of Jews. White, black, and yellow or whatever we said, all kind of, okay. How can you recognize them? But the most of them are wear the little cap on the top. So So that you can recognize, okay, they are maybe white or black, all kind. So you cannot definite with the Israel people with the blood right now. But the mostly will be definited by their religion. Okay, because they are all believe Jew. They are all believe what the Judaism. Okay, next. Okay, this is what I just get it here. So I think the most of the people that knows that already. But the different aspect have the different news. So I don't want to go through this too much because, you know, sometimes it's very difficult to say which is which. Okay, next. And this is the picture I got. Because when we go to the Israel, they will ask you to download the app for the people when they attack Israel. The Israel state nation, they have set app for all the people in Israel. You can turn it on and they will notify you where the missile will be going to. Okay, this is what I downloaded in that day. In the October 7, 2023, this is all the missiles will be landed to. Oh, you can see, almost covered. Especially covered with the Tel Aviv and along with the seashore. But you will see this not too much missile fly to Jerusalem. You know why? Because Jerusalem have task there. It have the Islam temple there. So they will not attack there. But mostly the missile will be attacked to the Tel Aviv. Unfortunately, we are living in Tel Aviv right now. Okay, next. And this is a very short video we take in that day. October 7. Okay, now you can click and then we'll be starting. No, not working? Okay, now jump over. Therefore, it's very simple. And for me, we are used to eat a lot of leaf, veggie with the leaf, you know, and like napa or bok choy, okay, something like that. But in there, in Israel, very, very little with the leaf veg. The mostly are root or, what is that? And like a melon. The mostly they have is a cucumber. A bunch of a cucumber. Okay, so we ate the cucumber almost every day. And the quantity is very big, but the item is very small, okay? Not many variety, very few, but the quantity is very good. But this one thing is very healthy, okay? Very healthy. Okay, next. Clothing is variety, but mostly you can recognize them with religious scientific. Because the mostly people that wear the cap, and they will see that they wear a little vent with the four links out there, okay. But the Orthodox Jews, they are wearing very formally with the black hat, black coat, with the bear, and also with the curve on the side. And there's the Jewish people telling me why they live this curse aside. Because they follow the Old Testament that said, when you the day when you harvest, you can harvest all the things you got from the field. But on the corner, you cannot cut it off because you got to leave some for the poor people. Right? So that things, something grows on the curb, on the side, It's the same word they're using as this. So that's why they leave this here, because of this law. So most of them, you can see, especially for the Orthodox Jews, they have the curves here, because they are trying to follow that things. Okay, all right, thanks. Housing, mostly are apartment, because a lot of people, it's a very, very few single house, not many single houses. Most of the people are living in an apartment, and each apartment, a lot have the room, because they have a lot of kids. Now, the apartment we rent right now, only two of us, but we have the four-bedroom. Because most apartments, they have a lot of room because they have a lot of kids. And also, they have the safety shelter on every single apartment. You know why? Because they are experiencing a lot of the missile shooting. So whenever you heard the announcement or you heard the sirens on the air, you got to go to the shelter. All right. So I remember the early day of this year, New Year, about 12:02 a.m. in the morning. So we had the sharings. So we just go down to the basement and we met our neighbors there, and they told me, "Hey, Happy New Year," because there's a bombing in the air. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. All right, Nick. Transportation, a lot of public bus, a lot of cars. And this is one thing when we go there, is very, very not easy to use to it. It's when I come to the end of the Friday, is their Sabbath. And in their Sabbath, all public transportation stop. No bus, no train, nothing. Okay? So everything's you only walk. But they allow the foreigners like us, because we are not Jews, they were allowing us to driving our own car. But there's no public transportation service. But they only allowed very few lines, they are operated by the Arabic company to provide transportation from big cities. Because they were allowed that those people, they are not Jewish, but they will have their own living life. So there are very, very few transportation lines to be open. And when you're driving there, you got to be very, very careful. Because the Jewish people driving, very, very crazy. Very, very crazy, okay? You can see the motorcycle on the freeway. And even sometimes they driving an electrical bike on the freeway. And you will see a lot of old person driving very, very slow, less than 50 miles per hour on the freeway. And you also can see the people driving over 90 miles per hour on the freeway. So you got to be very, very be careful. Okay? Very, very be careful. So crazy. It's crazy. But it's for me, it's okay. You know why? Because it's just like 40 years ago, Taiwan. In Taiwan, in 50 years ago, it's almost the same. You know, now, if you go to travel in Asia, some area today, the traffic jam is almost the same like that. So you guys have very good driving skill to drive your car in Israel. Okay? All right, next. Okay, now my personal experience, it seems that everything have a rule. When you go to do anything, you got to make appointment before you go. If you want to go to the post office to buy a stamp, you got to make appointment. You want to do anything, you go there, you got to make an appointment. So the only two way you can make appointment is by calling or by app. But they're calling, they only speak Hebrew. And the app is only in Hebrew and Arabic. There's no English service. So at the first time when I go there, and there's my friend leave his car for me, but I needed to go through the annual checking. So I have no way to do it. But my friend told so, no, don't worry, you just go. So when I go there, and they said, did you have any appointment? I don't. But they show me, you can download the app and do anything you can make on. But I said, this is all Hebrew. I don't understand. So I don't have an appointment. I'm sorry. You don't have an appointment. I cannot let you in. So we just stand there. But my friend told me, don't worry. And then we just stand there, hang on, and do anything. And then we go there, hey, can we give him? Said, no. And then we do the trick, come forth another. And finally he said, okay, probably the person over there, you can talk to him. I was like, okay, say hello, and he's coming. And that lady is in charge of the people to get in. And so we tell all the circumstances, they say, we want to make a point, but we don't have any chance to do it. Okay, come. Let me in. And send me to the definition window. You say, you stay here and talk to this guy. And that guy is the only person can speak English in the whole department. So I think everything's done. Nope. You got to do 5 tests. Eye test, and you got to provide insurance, and you need to provide 5 years driving experience, and you got to pay. And I need to go to the different places to get those information. And the every single each one, I need to make appointment before I go. Just for my license renew, take me almost 1 month to finish. 1 month to finish. But the other things. Fortunately, the God gave us a very good chance to buy a new car. I don't want to say too much about that, but I purchased my car from a person's name, Monica. Monica. That his name, Monica. And when I go there and everything's settled down, and they said, Olga, what are we going to do? I said, okay, just leave to me. You give me your picture of your passport and your visa, and I will handle it for you. Okay. And the next day, he said, everything's done. Huh. What's going on? Do you think it's much like Asia people? Right? If you have relationship, everything easy. If you don't, make you crazy. This is Israel. This is Israel. It's very different from what we know before. But most of the people up there, even though we think that they are, you know, they are very friendly with the United States, politically, okay, government to government, we have some kind of friendship there. But the most Israel people there, their English is very, very limited. They don't teach English in the primary school, high school. They only teach English in university. So it's not many people speak English. But sometimes you can see the signs of a Russian, because a lot of the people, they come from Russia and Ukraine. So mostly white Jew, they're from the Russia and Spain. What's next? I think it's about it, huh? Okay, our ministry is about personal care because we are facing the Chinese student who are studying in Israel. There is four major cities in Israel. In the north is Haifa, and on the east is Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In the south is Beersheba. Beersheba. This is the big major city over there. And in the every major city, they have the university there. So as we know, probably there is about 6 or 7 universities there. But the totally Chinese student study in Israel is less than 1,000 people. I think maybe it's around 800 Chinese people there, Chinese student study there. So those are the people is that we are focused on. So we're providing the very basic need, looks like food. They still like Chinese food. We are just not many Chinese restaurant there, okay? Not many. So we provide the Chinese food they would like. And also sometimes we providing the transportation. Just remember, during the Sabbath, there's no public transportation service. Okay. So we provide the weekly Chinese service and the prayer meeting through the Zoom. Okay. So we driving a lot, at least for me, I'm driving a lot. Okay. I think this is probably, we just preaching the gospel to the Chinese student. So sometimes we needed to thinking about the more various way to reach them. Because you know, right now, the student coming from China, before they come, the government will tell them, don't have any relationship with all different kinds of religions group. Okay. They just warning them, don't contact with them. So that's hard for us, you know, to reach them. So we cannot reach them with the group. We only can reach them by very individually. So sometimes my wife and me and we have some other members of the fellowship there, and then we just sing in the guitar and try to attract some Chinese student when they go by. We like to say hello, you know, we want to know you. And mostly when they know you are the minister or you are the Christian, they have no interest to just go away. So it's not very easy. It's not very easy. Right now we have a Sunday service meeting in the, not Sunday. Saturday. Sabbath. They don't have Sunday, okay. Now I have got to use it. Sabbath worship. We have one meeting in, we call the Weissman Science Institute there. So we have about 8 to 10 students come. So we have the worship there. But the other times we just go to the University of the Tel Aviv or another university called, Bailan and Weissman Institute. We just go. Each one maybe have 5 to 10 students there. Okay. So that's what we have right now. So this time we come back because we have our third granddaughter. Okay. And the just before the war began. So we come back. We are safe about that. But we are planning to go back on Wednesday. Okay. That's all about. So if you want to know something more, you can come to us and asking. We can share what we know about it. All right? All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for your church for supporting us, praying for us. That's great for us. You know, we've been encouraged a lot from the Gen to Dan.
Amen. And definitely we're going to pray with them before we end. I like to have people come in from different nations, because the one of the things that you can do best for yourself is to travel, is to really travel and get out and see the world. Because if not, people will tell you what the world is about and they don't know. If you heard what he said, Mr. Wu said, he said most of the Jewish people in Israel are Jewish by religion, not bloodline. But then you have a movement over here called the Black Israelites who are trying to say, well, we're the movement, and trace it all the way back by bloodline. And you can't, and a lot of them, you can't even, you know, if you trace some of us back, we go European. And they try to start a movement. It is by religion, it's not by bloodline. And if people would travel and go to Israel and see whites and blacks and all nationalities observe the Judaism religion, they wouldn't get so deceived. And so we had them come. We have relationships with Regina and Nasa. They were there. She was here on a coffee and conversation. They do mission work in Zimbabwe. Amen. You owe it to yourself, amen, to expose yourself. And don't believe everything somebody brings to you, talking about what's going on in the world. You need to see it yourself. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to even get into this text. I won't really be able to do it justice in this time. But I do want to give an opportunity to pray. This is our month that we're ministering on dominion love. Dominion love. And God loves us so much. The Bible said that he commanded his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners. And we'll get into this next week, but love is a verb, it's action, it's moving. A lot of people say they love you, but there's no movement, there's no benefit, there's no blessing, they bring nothing. But you cannot flow in agape love of God without action. Somebody said action speaks louder than words. And God's love commanded toward us, promoted and moved his action. It promoted his action. God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It caused the action. It called God to move. And God can love you. He loves you. His love for you is so vast and so great that it cannot be increased, and it's never decreased. God has the best. He wants the best for our lives. And even when we're going through difficulties, God loves us. And our circumstances and the things around us, amen, they do not separate us from the love of God. A lot of people want to know about prophecy. A lot of people want to know about deliverance, and that's okay. But the greatest revelation of God is his love. That's in Ephesians when Paul prayed that. He said that you may know the depth and the height and the width of his love. Because the more you know about the love of God, the more you know about God. It's the greatest revelation. The love of God is the greatest revelation of God. And then he gives us by the Spirit his love. The Bible says that the love of God is shed across our heart or poured over our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And so we love with God's love. By faith, it's spiritual. Say love is spiritual. I'm gonna invite people that want prayer in a moment. We are a spirit. Say, we are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a body. When we become believers, our spirit is awakened. And God gives us his love. He gives us his love. And we have to learn how to live in that love.
to flow in that love. Because in our world, love is really dictated by what? Emotions. If I feel you today, I love you. If I ain't feeling you, I don't love you. That's the culture of this world. But not the love of God. The reason we can be commanded to love is because love is an act of the will. I choose to love you because it's spiritual. Because if God is a spirit and God is love, then love is a spirit. So I love you by faith, and I stand in love regardless of what you do to me. I choose to love you. I choose to love you. Look at somebody and say, I choose to love you. I choose to love you. Amen. Don't you know that Pastor Gail and I have been married, and every day we ain't feeling, you know, all the emotions. I mean, I did, but she probably had days you didn't feel me. And in relationships, as we walk with one another, sometimes we have to renew that choice. You got to renew that choice. And you got to say, I love, you know what? You know, I choose to love you. Because it's so powerful that Jesus said, this is how the world's going to know that you are my disciples. When they come into a community like this, they're going to see the love. I love when people say, I felt the love at the church. When they come into a community, this is how people will know that you're my disciples, is that you have love one for another. Love one for, that's how you're going to stand out. That's the identifier, that the God that is love has given you his love by the Spirit. We express ourselves not out of our soul. We gotta get our soul in line. We gotta get our emotions in check, and we gotta get our mind in check. Because sometimes our mind and our emotions they fight against the spirit of love. And if you really want to grow in the things of God, learn how to walk in the spirit of love and not your emotions. Amen. Because if you walk in your emotions, people set you off. You lay the love of God down, the Bible down, the Holy Spirit down. Because you're so used to operating in your emotions. But God doesn't want you to operate anymore. He gave you love, the spirit of love, power, the spirit of love. So we love by faith. And we set our will, and we put our emotions in check, and we renew our mind with the word of God and says, you know what? I'm going to love. I love the people of God. People know when you're real. And one of the definitions, and this is it, of love, is doing the right thing at the right time to the right individual, not selfishly, but just because you love them. You don't have to deserve it to get love from me, because the nature of love is unselfish. You don't have to earn it for me to love you. I don't even know some of you, and I love you with the love of God. I choose to love you. So you know what I'm going to do? Because I love you, I'm going to walk with integrity, truthfulness. I'm here to support you. I champion you. I want to see you blessed. I'm not going to get jealous. Why? Because I love you, I'm not going to get jealous. You get something I've been praying for, I'm not going to get jealous. Why? Because I champion you. I flow in the agape love of God. It is totally unselfish. I want to see you blessed. If I can do something to help you, amen. The church would be so a glorious place, amen, where we come together and we're not so easily offended and upset and walk away from one another and break covenant, break the relationship. you might do something that caused my emotions to rise up. I'm going to put them in check. Why? Because I choose to love you. Because God chose to love you. And because I am a recipient of his love, I am now a portal of his love. Now his love flows through me. You want to move in here with signs and wonders? You love people. Because the gifts flow through love. It is the greatest gift. 1 Corinthians 13. It is a great gift. You can prophesy and don't have love. You sound like cymbals. But when you flow in love, you show forth God. You show forth God. Come on, let's stand. So God loves you. And welcome to Gin to Gin. This is a place of love. Of the love of God. And God's love is so consistent. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. Just stay in the worship flow. I feel this. I just feel the anointing on this. That God's love is so consistent and so genuine that it brings stability in your life. Maybe you've experienced some people that have brought you down emotionally or hurt you emotionally and kind of caused things to become unstable in your life and cause you to even, sometimes in relationships it's hard for us to receive the love of God because we equate and we understand love by our human experience. And sometimes human experience love can be real shaky. And so therefore it's hard for us to understand and process love because we've never seen love. If your daddy didn't love you, amen, it's hard for you to receive a father, a heavenly father who would love you. How can I see a heavenly father loves me when I process it through the eyes of how my daddy loved me? Or if you've been betrayed and in a broken relationship, it's hard for you to receive love. If it's hard for you to receive the love of God, it's hard for you to trust God, to believe that he's a man of his word, because you've known disappointment. You've known betrayal. And you're used to people breaking their word. But I'm going to tell you, God loves you before you were born, while you were yet sinners. God loves you. And that love is, of course, is corporally. But you know what's powerful about that love is individually. God loves you. Somebody say, God loves me. He loves me. Unconditionally, he said, nothing separates us from our love. You never get too far. You never make a mistake, amen, that takes away his love. The Bible says this, he won't even keep his anger long. God loves you so much, he can't even stay mad at you long when you do sin. Walk away from him. He always comes back to love. Why? Because that is God. He's love. If you in this room and you say, well, listen, I've struggled in love. I struggle with giving love. I struggle with receiving love. I struggle because I've gone through some real hurts in my life, and it's hard for me to recognize love. This is a safe place. Just where you are, just raise your hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I see that hand. In the name of Jesus. I believe that God's going to manifest his love here. Amen. And he's going to release healing. He's going to cause his love to bring healing to the rejection and the betrayal. He's going to cause his love to bring healing to the hurt. Now, those that raise a hand, if you don't mind, just come up really quick. Amen. Just come up. Amen. Even those on live stream, I release the love of God upon you. If you need to know God's love in a new and fresh way, in the name of Jesus, just have them stand right over here this way, please. In a new and fresh way, we release the love of God.
You say, all you have to do is say, Father, I want to see your love, because this is who you are. You are love. You are love. And I want to see you in a fresh way. Move this way, please. This way here. I want to see you in a fresh way. I want to see your love. God wants you to see and be healed by his love to the degree that he will show up where you are. In the name of Jesus. And so on our live stream audience, let's just pray for our live stream audience. And we're going to let them go in the name of Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, know that he loves you and he sent his son to sacrifice for you. The once for all sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Amen. All you have to say is, Jesus, I take you and accept you as Lord in Jesus' name. And if you've done that, there's information for you to reach out to us and connect with us. And someone's going to call and pray further with you and give you what to do next in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give our connected community a praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 There's ways to give on the screen. Amen. Join us tomorrow morning as we do our 6 a.m. prayer. Also connect with us. Amen. On Saturday at 11, go to the website, register so we know how many people are coming for the John and Gail in-person talk. Amen. God bless our connected community in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's, amen. We're just going to pray for these.